When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome back to the final Tom Bernard podcast. Filling in for Tom, I'm Doug Sprinthal.
People are going to think you were literal, by the way. They're going to call in and be like, is this really the last show?
Is this the last one?
No, it's
That'd
not.
That'd be funny.
Alex Brant-Bernard Rasmussen.
Alex Brant-Bernard Oh, Brittany Hagen from the KQ Morning Show with
or
Tom
Or is
Bernard.
It Hagen? Or is
oh,
it
no,
not?
It's Arneson. I screwed up. I'm Arneson.
Who am I?
Andy Brant-Bernard.
We'll be right back for the final episode.
Oh, did you want to do a live spot or
no.
do you want
to?
Okay.
We just got there.
Where's the manager? Walzer Automotive presents Car Selling Secrets.
Car Selling Secrets. Oh, yeah. Car Selling Secrets.
Join me, Tom Bernard, and Doug Sprinthal as we talk cars, how to buy them, how to lease them, how to make the most of your money, and much more.
Car Selling Secrets.
What's it going to take to earn your business right now?
Tune in every Thursday from 2 to 3 Central or download it on the Tom Bernard podcast page.
I don't know. I think I'm going to have to think about it.
Michael Bryant, Brad Sean Bryant, what's the latest?
Well, basically, we're trying to represent people who have been hurt and talk to them before they talk to an adjuster. One of the key points is to make sure you know what your rights are before you start talking to the insurance company and they start asking you questions or they try to settle your case early and cheap.
Well, what's interesting to me is, you know, a lot of people have fear of attorneys. It makes them very uncomfortable. They get nervous about it. What should I do? I've known Michael for years and years now, and I would highly recommend you. So that should be good enough for everybody, because I don't endorse people who are dirtbags.
Well, I appreciate that. But I guess the key is people think I'll charge them if I talk to them.
Right.
So a lot of people call me up. It's like, how much is this going to cost if you call me back? Like, you want me to call you back? How much will that cost? I don't charge people. The only way I get paid is if we recover, if we get money from the other side. And there's a lot of people I talk to that I never get paid for that are just part of giving them advice to make sure they know what they can do and what their rights are.
And your record's terrific as well, we should point out.
It works. It's been good.
It's been good, ladies and gentlemen.
It's been good.
And how do they contact you?
And, either through our website, which is MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com, MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com, or at 800-770-7008.
Michael Bryant, Bradshaw and Bryant.
And we're back. The final episode of the Tom Bernard podcast. Tom has escaped behind enemy lines. He is currently jetting his way to Cuba.
Yep.
Why did they choose that?
My mom.
Why did they?
Okay.
Oh, I see.
It's all my mom.
Okay.
She's like, I want to go to Cuba. And he's like, okay.
Did she say it in that kind of voice?
You know her.
Okay.
Of course she did.
I want to go to Cuba.
Sounds like Toad from Mario Party.
Yeah, and wasn't one of their friends also doing some? Isn't Katie going?
They're going. Yeah, it just turned into like Well, and mom asked me. She was like, "Hey, do you want to go on a cruise to Cuba?" And I was like, "I would love to, but I just like can't travel. I just when my children are under a year old, I just can't leave them. Yeah, it just doesn't work. Especially as a breastfeeding mom, it's like that's just no.
Sometimes it's easier just to say no. I'm going to stick to my routine, and I." I could imagine if you layered in kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But I'm like, come fall, I'll go anywhere. I'm like, I'll go anywhere them. In the whole world.
By Sage joining the army in the fall?
Yep. We're sending him off. No, I'm like, he'll be a year and a half almost, and he can eat normal food, and he'll be able to walk. And I'm like, oh, bye.
Wow.
Yeah. Later, she talks
kid.
A big
On your
game.
Own, kid.
Let me tell you about Miss Alex. Her first vacation from Fawn was one night over in, you guys end up going near Hudson, Wisconsin?
Rochester,
one night. And even then she's like, I just kept thinking about it. She's like, I did sleep hard.
I did.
But you were definitely, maybe the second kid though, maybe you just don't care anymore. Maybe you are.
Well, second, I think it's, so I went from, like, so I got pregnant with Fawn, threw up for 20 weeks.
Which was so fun. You loved it.
The best. Yeah. And then felt fine the rest of my pregnancy, but I was still pregnant and then had a baby.
I remember.
Breastfeeding. Got pregnant again.
Yeah.
Threw up for 20 weeks.
So you're
blah, blah, blah. Had the kid. Breastfeed. So it's like I haven't had a time of like, it's just me to like do whatever I want.
It took this much for you to finally be like, I'm going to leave my kids for a week.
It's 5 days.
Oh, 5 days. Oh, see? Even she has limits still.
Yeah, mom's like, we could go to Sedona, and there's like a spa, so we can visit grandma and grandpa for a little while, and we can go to the spa, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm only giving myself 5 days. I don't think I could leave them for a week.
Now, when I left Pops for 3 days, I set cameras all over my house that were motion activated.
I believe it.
So I could see, I could make sure that he was okay. So
I know. And I'm like,
just shout words of encouragement through the cam.
Yeah.
You can do it, buddy.
I don't know. You are loved.
Anytime we can talk to the pets, I feel like it makes them want me more.
Yeah.
So I try not to utilize that.
It also kind of freak them out.
Yeah. Where are you?
You want to know, though, Robot, when we yell at her through a camera, we say, off the couch, off the couch. She looks up. Sees that it's like a non-human and just goes back to bed.
Oh yeah, Hobbs already knows. Yeah. He knows the
never,
score.
Never would she care.
When Melissa A-hole. Calls me, I always have her on speakerphone because it's just easier. And Nora doesn't really get it yet, so as soon as she hears Melissa's voice, she goes over to the phone and she's going like, trying to figure out how to get Melissa out of the phone.
Okay, here's a real question: which animals sleep on the bed with you guys?
None of them.
Really?
Because, well, Hobbs and Nora are both horrible sleepers. Uh-huh. They're up and down all night. We try it a couple of times. They just won't sleep. And then Daisy used to, but now for some reason, after about a half hour, she just goes in her crate by herself. So now we just put her in there.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
I've got kids, dogs.
Yeah, you've got it all.
Dan's got a little bit of room.
You don't even know if Dan's in there.
Yeah, I don't know. He could be gone. I don't know. Yeah.
I've never been one to sleep with the dogs because mine are pretty big. And I just don't sleep that great anyway. So them getting up and all that stuff, like, no thanks. But yeah, now we shut the door to the cat and I'm terrified because in the morning, I used to sleep with the cat every night, and now in the morning when I wake up and I open the door from the bedroom, he's just there, like, sharpening his nails, and I swear to God, he's threatening me.
Wow.
It's like,
Kitty Cash is
remember
like,
how good we had it.
Before these SOBs came marching into our lives, I was the only man in your life, and now we got Murphy and Justin.
God.
Ooh, speaking of, did you guys see that Karl Lagerfeld is leaving his cat a bunch of money?
I'm sure he is.
His cat, I think his name is Chopette.
For those who might not know who Carl is.
Some fashion guy.
He's a fashion designer. He took over for Coco Chanel when they were kind of...
I know.
Yeah, no,
I just thought.
Yeah, no, I get how radio works.
Okay.
I got it.
This isn't radio, it's the internet. It's different.
Oh, yeah. It's different?
This is a podcast.
Yeah.
So wait, at what point do I get to play Angry Birds during the commercials?
I'm confused.
So Karl Lagerfeld, his big thing is, so Coco Chanel kind of became a little bit, before the way we know it now, it was kind of like a grandma-y brand, but, you know, all the tweed jackets
and stuff.
Right,
because it came up in the 40s, right?
Yep, and so, people claim that it was a little bit of a dead brand, and so they had hired him, and he actually has his own line as well, and he's also designed for a couple other big brands. But the big thing he did, he just completely reinvented Chanel as you know it to now, like today now, where it's edgy with throwback looks of tweed and chain.
Yeah, I know. I love the stuff.
Love the stuff.
You can
oh my
tell
God.
By looking at me that I'm
I buy it this tweed.
Yeah, we usually buy it in bulk because it's just so cheap.
Yeah.
That's what I like about it. We use it as rags.
So accessible.
Right. So he's accessible. Really...
absorbs oil if you happen to be working on a car, which we'll talk about in the next hour.
He's literally like Zoolander in person in a lot of ways. Like
really?
The way he dresses.
Sure Zoolander was a parody of Lagerfeld.
Yeah. I would think that what's his name? Magneto, or the one with the M,
Magneto?
No, who was the he's so hot
the
right
guy
now,
from
we'd
X-Man?
Always say. From Zoolander.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Will Ferrell played the character. Yeah, is it an M? Momoto or something weird. Anyways, I'm pretty sure he was supposed to play off of Carl. And the idea, so he had that kind of signature look, white hair. He's always wearing like sunglasses and just like gloves. I was just going to say, yeah.
Mugatu.
Oh, because Meg, what would I say? Magneto?
Magneto, which is like a superhero.
He's the X-Men. Yeah. He's the villain from X-Men.
Totally, yeah. I mean, I think about him more than I think about anything else.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he didn't like cats either. And then 6 years ago, somebody asked him to cat sit, and then he just told this model guy, he's like, this cat is mine now. Hmm. So he became obsessed with this cat. This cat even has its own fashion line.
And own Instagram.
Own Instagram, which is amazing.
It's crazy.
And this cat, even in this cat's own bank account, I think they say it has $3 million.
Oh, my God.
Then plus the $200 million that they left behind. They're not sure how much he's going to get of that as well. So this is like the richest.
Well, how is it going to spend the money, though?
Yeah, what's
it doesn't
cat?
Make sense.
I don't know, but on his first birthday, he got a shrimp cake.
Shrimp cake?
That's not cheap.
God. No.
I don't know.
Well,
if you buy it at Costco.
Manager special that it's about to go bad, you can get a pretty good deal on the shrimp cakes.
Oh, my God. But if you gave Hobbs a shrimp cake, he'd be like, gross. Walk away.
Hobbs doesn't like shrimp.
That's one of the most, there's a lot of annoying things on Facebook, but the pictures of the dog saying, can I get a like and a share?
Oh, God.
You're a dog.
Yeah.
Melissa's grandpa is a huge sucker for those.
God.
Everyone thinks I'm ugly because I'm different. I bet I won't even get one share. He's always sharing those.
I'll share everyone.
So
does it mean? Like, you know, you feel bad for the dog.
Melissa's grandfather or her father? Okay, so it's his fault.
Dang it.
We'll have to track him down and have him killed.
He's the one doing it.
He's keeping them going. Independently.
I think I've got to follow your dad and get off social media. I can't stand it anymore.
I know. I go through phases. It was nice being off just because I didn't find myself losing like 20 minutes here and there to something. I can't even remember what I was looking at. Yeah. That's what I liked. I liked the idea of not being on my phone. But I think there is something you kind of feel a little disconnected and not a way you don't want to be when you... get off there. This is a podcast, Doug. Maybe you've heard of it.
I think I have mine so like set up for myself perfectly. So I've blocked certain people that it's like we're still friends. They don't know that I block them. Yeah. But like all the people that post just like constant political stuff or like complaining things or like if they're sharing pictures of ugly dogs or whatever constantly, I have them all blocked. So I'm like, I only see. And then I also
That's smart.
I also like and comment on people's things of like the people that actually post things that I do really like.
So and then Facebook learns.
Yeah. And then Facebook learns. So it keeps showing me just like that my friends with like cute kids. And like my friend with chickens and like whatever. It's like I just see the stuff I want to see. So it's like I don't have social media to me does not irritate me.
I think I need to get my Facebook like that. I love my Twitter. I don't follow a lot of people, but I love getting my news that way. It's just kind of like a constant update.
You might be locked out.
And then when things
I think he is. That thing doesn't
when things go down, you can keep up to date with the exact like searching, and I do like Twitter for news. Like I love in the morning when I'm looking for news, it's all there and it's all as new as possible. Yeah. But otherwise, and like Instagram, I swear, like they, like you know how we were both talking about what is the rugs called
that
we
ruggable,
ruggable,
yeah, like, or machine washable rugs.
Me and my sister were talking about this the other day. Like Face or Instagram, their ads are amazing. I have so much fun with their ads. Like, we're to a point where, like, I get so excited when they're, like, showing me something. I'm like, I would like to know more about that Instagram.
I've definitely bought things because of Instagram
ads.
Like, yesterday in the mail, I just got these, like, little overall things for Fawn and this romper thing I bought for Sage because I was like, look at how adorable these are. I will buy them.
Were they quality, too? Did they end up being
nice.
Great?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, and I also, it's like, if I do find myself clicking on an ad from Instagram, I like
research,
look at the reviews
and
like see if this is something even worth, you know, whatever. But yeah, I definitely have bought things because of Instagram.
Yeah, I think they've got their algorithm set because like Lindsay does that Fit Fab Fun because of Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Like I think I've probably buy a handful of things off there.
Except for I constantly have ads for Spanx, and I'm like, just because I'm a mother does not mean I need Spanx.
Oh my god!
Like, I think the second you have a kid, they're like,
you're gonna want some Spanx.
Yeah.
You're gonna need them. You're gonna want to wonder if your skin is infected at all times.
Yeah, like you need to be boiling hot and itchy.
You need to be on the verge of tourniqueting your own skin at all times. Here you go.
But you'll look good.
I mean, I don't know. I think people look better without Spanx because I think it just takes stuff and like puts it in one weird like basket instead of like showing your actual curves.
Basket.
Like I've tried Spanx, of course, because I believe in every hype where I'm like, I'm gonna try that, and I'm like,
I too can be a supermodel.
Yeah, like, and then there's always a cutoff point where I'm like,
where it's like digging in,
where like muffin top is not the right word at this point. It's like an overspillage in an oven,
right?
Like,
Mushroom cloud.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. Oh my gosh. Trademark that.
Okay, let me write it down.
Note to
mushroom
self.
Cloud pants.
Like, that is a good. I'm going to steal that term.
Go ahead.
Yeah, do it. Except for everyone will be like, what are you talking about?
Yo, I'm mushroom cloudy and I got to take these Spanx off.
So like a weird fart joke.
Yeah.
I don't know. Totally.
No, my problem, back to the social media thing, is I know better than to do this, but I have friends that post these memes with just this outrageous BS. I'm like, no, she didn't say that.
Uh-huh.
No, they didn't do that. This isn't true. It's fake news. And then the replies are like, yeah, but that's what
they could mean.
It's
like arguing with a two-year-old.
I've engaged before, and now I never engage. Bob Sansevier and you... You guys still love engaging. I'll see.
I like Bob because I like to torture him.
My mom is. I love trolling. My mom is.
Oh my god!
I think
we should start a fake account and just troll my mom. Piss off your mom constantly.
I always troll my mom on Facebook.
I know.
The other day she posted like, "Take 10 deep breaths. Do it for your health." And I posted, "Don't tell me what to do." She'll just post things and I'll just like, I'm like, how could I irritate her?
I think there's been like four or five times where you and I have been in some thread where we have like, me, your mom, and like, we're just going all like completely, like, I'm sure if somebody read it, they're like, these three people hate each other. Like,
Sandy, he goes through phase. I mean, he gets really bad sometimes.
Apparently
he loves
right
to
pot stir.
During the election when he'd get wound up, I'd post cat videos.
And Sam was involved, and Mary, and I was just like, the whole family.
Here's the thing about Bob, though. You can never win with him because he doesn't take anything personally, doesn't care. Yeah. So it's
everyone else
is getting all worked up, and Bob's like eating the top of a pizza.
That's right.
The cheese out of it. He just so there's no point. Like, if I'm in a real argument, like, I want to see you bleed. I want to like come for you to be like, it's very rare. But when I do, it's like, I'm not going to be like with facts. Like, I want to like have some emotion. And I've traveled. We've been stuck in Dominican Republic. That guy, he doesn't stress out about anything.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
he's got nine kids and his wife's crazy.
Yeah,
he lives on a farm.
Yeah.
If he had any sort of stress, he would just explode.
I've never seen him stressed. It's so annoying.
Well, that's like, I was talking to somebody about that. I was like, I feel like the more kids.
His wife's crazy in a good way,
I meant to say.
I met Mary at your wedding, actually. We sat at the same table.
She was
just a riot.
Yeah.
She was so much fun.
She is really fun. I know. I was talking to somebody. I was like, the more kids you have, you either would get like more stressed or less stress, depending on your personality.
Well,
it's like
you can't play man to man. You have to adopt a zone defense and go, okay, well, it's not my zone.
Justin is so screwed.
Yeah.
Justin is so screwed. He works from home and he's worried about my day clothes. Like,
yeah.
I know.
Well, yeah. And it's interesting, too, because it's like, I mean, and when you're in it, too, you don't, like, you're, everything changes.
We got to take a break.
Yes.
That went by really quickly.
It did.
Stand by for the last two episodes of the Tom Bernard Podcast.
Yoo-hoo.
A program that benefits the homeowner and not the realtor? Do you want a guaranteed offer on your home? Hey, it's Tom with my realtor, Chris Lindahl, who has some exciting news to share.
Hey, Tom, we are super excited to announce our guaranteed offer program. Here's how it works. If you qualify, we will guarantee you an offer on your house within 48 hours, which means you could be closing in 3 weeks. No staging, no cleaning, no decluttering, and of course, no open houses. This is your hassle-free way to sell your home. If you qualify for the program, you will get a competitive offer in 48 hours, period.
Sounds like a stress-free way to sell your home.
It is, Tom. Some homeowners want the convenience to be able to sell their home quickly without going through the stress of showings, open houses, and so many more headaches, especially if they found their dream home and need to sell fast. You do need to qualify for this program, but that's quick and convenient as well.
To see if you qualify for the Guaranteed Offer Program from Chris Lindahl Real Estate, go to chrislindahl.com right now or call 763-401-SOLD. Once again, that's chrislindahl.com, Chris with a K. If you're tired of feeling frustrated because your clothes don't fit like they used to, then Nutrimost is for you. Thanks to the Sheehy brothers and staff at Nutrimost in Plymouth, I am down 92.5 pounds. The Nutrimost program is amazing. I lost over 40 pounds during each of my first two 40-day rounds. You can have great success just like me because Nutrimost is customized for each individual person, and the staff at Nutrimost will be there for you every step of the way. Start your weight loss journey today and let Nutrimost help change your life. Give yourself this wonderful gift or give this program as a present. Nutrimost guarantees that you lose 20 pounds or more. Nutrimost helped me change my life, and they can help you too. Call 763-333-7337. That's 763-333-7337.
We are back.
Yeah, we are.
Tom Bernard Podcast. We have an extra special person in the studio, Kyle Dene from Walser Honda. He joins us a little early. He's going to be, we're going to interrogate him on car selling secrets in about 40 minutes. So we're just kind of screwing around here actually today. We're hoping we have another guest, but we might not. If anybody's got any burning questions for Alex or Brittany, you can always call the studio line. 952-800-1492.
Our Kyle. We're not the only ones on. Our dog.
Andy is on chat all the time. That's where he gets his burning questions.
Yeah, Andy's.
I do have good news, though. So, for those of you who don't think your phone has enough cameras or can't fold, we got a new phone out for you.
I thank God.
Constantly, I'm upset about those two things.
Those are my two biggest issues.
Samsung's got a new phone out, six cameras.
Good.
I don't know why.
Good. Where? How?
And it can fold in half.
So it's a flip phone?
No, it's
it's a razor.
They're called razors.
Yeah, they're called razors.
Yeah, it's got three in the back, two on the inside, and one on the front. Inside is in, like, when you unfold it.
Why do you need that many cameras?
I honestly have no idea.
What's the
point? But now that it exists, I feel like I need
them. I think I need
like
one.
I have,
well,
I only have strong urge to
go. Have two?
You've got two.
They're available anywhere you have $2,000 to spare.
Excellent.
So. Honestly, it's probably not even. I mean, think about how much. How are it 700 are iPhones now or something?
They're like 1,000, depending on the gigs.
Gigs. We just carry them around like idiots.
Okay, so it folds in half. Yes. What do you what?
Well, it's like, you know those weird 2-in-1 laptops or whatever, where you can use them as a tablet or you can open them up and use them as a laptop?
Yeah.
They fold back like a triangle.
It's almost like that in phone form.
So it just has like a top flap.
I think it folds longwise or
hot
whatever.
Dog? Like a hot dog?
I think it folds like it's like
hamburger
this.
Or hot dog. Okay.
So this is the tablet and this is the phone.
You would think Alex would use other references since you don't eat meat, but you still use hamburger and
hamburger
hot dog.
Hamburger and hot dog.
I guess go-to.
Whole life. My whole life. It's never gone away.
We really learned a lot about you today.
I could say, tofu dog.
Or like celery
Beyond Meat
and
burger.
Beets. That's... Oh my God, your dad will hate this if he listens to
it. I was going
to
say.
He never will.
He's flying back from Cuba right now.
She text messaged me and was like, I'm going to be on. Are you going to be on Thursday? I was like, yep. She's like, we're going to be so annoying. I'm like, yeah.
Yep. Six cameras,
I should have brought Fawn in.
You should have brought Fawn. Hey, but here's the thing. I never thought to myself, I want a smaller phone, but that's because we have giant purses. Like, I think as guys, maybe you do want it to fold in a weird hot dog way.
I don't really worry about it too much. My wife recently reached middle age because she now has the wallet, phone, purse thing.
Where it's like all in one. But then if you lose it.
Oh, I know.
You lose everything.
I can't live my life like that. I need to lose things like
one
I
at
lost
a, time.
A key. You know, this. I can't do it all at once. Right.
No.
It's too much.
No. Yeah. I lose a debit card a week.
Yep.
And
do you really?
Yeah. That's why we couldn't go hang out in the Amex hang because you lost your Amex.
And also there was no time because
we were in the security
line for 45 minutes because Brittany lost everything. Because
I've.
What?
Changed your
you
name.
Changed your last name with the new ID. They treat it as you have no ID. And
so you're like flying like a terrorist.
Oh, did I tell you I got my ID right when I got home?
No, you friggin' did.
Yes, I did.
Oh my
yes,
God.
I did.
So here's a hot tip.
Don't get married.
Yeah.
Kyle's sitting here going, how the hell do I get out of this?
Run. Kyle, I assume you're changing your name.
Yeah.
Right.
You're going to
immediately after the show. Right?
Yeah.
No, here's a tip.
If you
get married or feel like changing your name just because for fun, don't do it
ever
before you go on a trip.
But
don't do it.
Oh, it was terrible.
You go on a
trip. Was terrible.
Think when is my least likely time that I will end up traveling via air?
I thought I was being so high speed because I was like, if I get it changed right away, I can have it on the right way for the mortgage. So I'm like, oh yeah, perfect.
Yes,
oh,
you
right.
had a whole.
So
no,
you have to go to the Social Security office, right?
Well, oh god, don't even get me started because there's so many weird secrets.
We spent like 4 hours at the end of the world.
That's why I think that when you get married, you should have to both create a new last name so you both get to experience all of that.
Oh,
fun.
I made Dan come with me.
Hageson.
Yeah.
Hageson.
I would have been Branars.
Rasmussard?
Oh, yeah, but with. Does that sound weird?
With.
Could you spell it, please, miss?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. It's terrible.
It's terrible. That's the first thing you have to do because until you change that, you can't change anything else. They want to see that every time. And then just right now I'm in this like weird middle section where my license has changed, but I couldn't put the new address on it. So I'm going to have to go get a new real ID, which is going to be 3 months later. And then also like my bank stuff is still my original last name because I haven't changed my work stuff because that has to be the same for direct deposit.
Which
so it's like I got to do in one big whoosh one day and just knock it all out.
I waited to change my last name until
you wanted to make sure the marriage was going to work.
Feel it out. I'm keeping Arneson forever. I don't even care at this point.
I was like, I didn't want to change my last name just because of, feminism, girl power, that whole thing. But then I was like, when we have kids, two last names, and then I was like, what would we even do? And so 2 weeks before Fawn was born, I was like, I guess I'll change my last name because I heard if you change your last name after the birth certificate thing, it gets confusing because you have a different last name on the birth certificate. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. So I was 9 months pregnant. It was
at your best thinking.
30,000 billion degrees outside. The Social Security office did not have air conditioning.
No, of course they wouldn't.
It's like 18 in Chicago,
the worst.
Insane. I got there.
It's like going to the Greyhound station at 2 in the morning.
I got there almost an hour early. Still was in a huge line in the middle of winter before the doors were even open.
Oh my god!
Like it was like an open sale.
I got extremely lucky because I walked in and.
It was crazy.
Oh, the princess is here! Everybody, avert your eyes.
I think it was because
I can't look at you.
The
right
universe
now.
Was okay.
Okay, I'm back. I like that you have good luck. That's wonderful.
I think the universe was like, we made her throw up for 20 straight weeks.
Yes, good point.
10 times a day. Give her a break.
Yeah, it was.
Let her
it's
go
crazy
in.
There. And it's like, how have you guys not opened another office somewhere?
I know.
Like, yeah, because that's like the only one,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That's where everybody has to go.
And you have to go there if you're getting a Social Security card for the first time.
Right.
So you've got, a huge, different line that's also mixed in with you. And then they also act like everybody there is secretly trying to kill everybody there. So there's a whole, airport light security. I mean, I could understand why they would be worried is all I'm going to say.
That's
because
right.
there is some high energy coming in there that, They don't make better. I watched a guy hide a knife because he realized he couldn't bring it in. And I thought to myself, that guy just hid a knife?
Oh.
No kidding.
Didn't you use some army kung fu stuff on him and take him down?
Well, no, why? Well, he just hid his knife.
Oh,
so,
okay.
And he once went through airport security with a steak knife in his pocket.
No, I realized I had it.
Why do you have a steak knife?
Oh, it was before.
Knife?
It was right before. So I was like, oh, yeah, I should probably.
Yeah.
So I just put it on a windowsill.
Did you brandish it?
Yeah, we were standing, we were like getting our stuff together to go through airport security, and he puts it in his pocket and he's like, oh, I have this, just a steak knife. I was like, naturally.
There are things I find in my pockets that I just put them there because I don't want to go put them away and then I forget they're there.
A knife!
Without even like a cover, like literally just a...
just a plain old...
And I'm as, you know, I've literally just took... ground beef out of my purse and put it in my truck bed because I was like, well, I don't want to bring it in. I should put it. So I get that there's weird things, but like, I'm concerned for your safety if you've got knives just nilly-willy in sweatshirt pockets.
That was a leather jacket, so you know.
Oh, you're right. There's a thickness to that.
Yeah.
Who was Drew Carey's nemesis, the female nemesis?
Mimi?
Yes.
Mimi.
She packed this huge vibrating dildo into one of his carry-on bags without telling him, and of course it was pretty funny. Actually.
My dad on the way to Vegas.
Mimi. She was great.
Yeah, my dad on the way to Vegas one year. My mom put a personal humidifier in his bag, and he got pulled aside. And I remember the person asking. I was standing right next to him, and someone was like, "Sir, is this a penis pump?" And my dad was like.
Oh, my God, I bet he died.
Oh, my God, that's a great story.
He actually just, and I just started laughing
How could you not?
So hard. Well, I was like, this is hilarious.
Question,
yeah, it was really
weird. Is that really your daughter?
Well, because they were trying to figure out what it was. They're like, is this a, who knows? And then they asked that, because I think that's they ended up
how
on.
How bleak is your job when that's usually the right answer? When that question comes so naturally. Like, I can tell you, for us, that's a weird question. But, for that guy asking it.
You're like, he's
Four times an hour. Penis pump.
You can't just say that so naturally. Do you have any liquids? Is that a penis pump? And I need your last
name.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah. I laughed so hard. I bring it up to my dad every once in a while. I'm like, remember when?
Did your dad just go, shades of red?
Like this color red. It was and he didn't even know it was in his bag. My mom shoved it in his bag, he was like, "Catherine."
I can see your mom being like, "He's got room." Yada yada yada.
Yeah, and he was like, "I don't even know what that is."
I know, and that nothing's worse than if you say that because then it makes it look way guiltier.
Right. How did that get in?
And my mom was probably at the gate.
Oh yeah, she's bye. Eating a granola bar. They're so slow.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We paint a beautiful picture of your mom.
Well, that's how she is. She's just so unaware of
it's wonderful.
Everything.
Oh, my goal is to be.
This really is going to be the final episode of the Tom Bernard podcast. Two are going to come back and say,
yeah.
My goal is to be Catherine just because she is so, she just wins at life. And, you know, there's a lot of moments where I'm like, I got to be more like that.
Well, yeah, you just have to, One of the most difficult but also best parts about her is that she just has no idea what's going on most of the time.
And, it is so, happy. Wow. I mean, yeah.
Which is great. Yeah. I'm the same way. I mean, I'm definitely her daughter.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
I've got a big, chunks of me that, I'm like, where are we?
What's happening?
What, Doug, you want me to be there? Perfect. Okay, bye. What are we doing? Sure. All right, good.
Yeah. Be fine. Yeah. It's radio on the internet.
Yeah.
www?
Right.
Okay.
HTTP.
Three of us slash.
We're a 3W certified website.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Fancy.
You had to pay the big bucks.
Hey, when did you guys go with the felt on the table? Is that new?
It's 6 months old. Nice. But you haven't been here.
I know. I noticed
ever,
things.
I don't think.
Sounds so much better.
When Monita left, they came in these fancy offices.
Monita?
Mike Molina.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I was like...
He text messaged me the other day and was like, I hope everything's going well.
Nice kid. I just love him.
He's so nice.
He's kid, he's your age, isn't he?
He's my age.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I always hold Alex like a
2 years younger.
Okay. Yeah.
Little baby.
Oh. He's just something about him is very kid-like. He's a very nice guy.
I like Mike a lot.
Nice, full-grown human.
Sarah was trying to fix him up with some... lovely young Catholic girl.
Does Sarah do that a lot? Is she a fixer-upper? Does she try to match people?
On really rare occasions.
It's I that no interest. I have no interest in doing that for people.
Well, at your wedding, JB was at the table, and she just thought he's the coolest guy in the world, and was like, well, no, so what kind of women do you like? It was really funny.
I went through JB's Match.com profile to, like, clean it up a little bit, because it just was like all disorganized.
Did he ask you to do this?
He did. He did.
Did you break into his
I stole his jock straps.
That was a good question.
I was just like, this is how you should word this instead of that. He was like, I need a woman's opinion.
I could see him being very sporadic with his profile.
It's all over the place.
Like, I also like this, I like this, like, because he's always told me, like, random, like, one time he came up to me, he's like, what's your shoe size? And I was like, okay, I'm into this. Like,
Tan.
He's just like me, where his brain kind of sparks everywhere.
And you know why I asked you that? Because he was probably going to give you athletic wear.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know, but I wasn't going to say it on air because I wasn't supposed to.
Oh, sorry. No. This is the internet.
I'm becoming Tom.
Nobody listens to this.
That was such a Tom thing.
This is actually, I tease him, this is a big, just a therapy setup. It's not connected to anything.
No, I mean, it's one, like, a cool moment. Because, like, Tom would be like, yeah, I wasn't going to say that on air, but thanks, buddy. You know, like, I just shamed everybody in like a very cool way. Like,
I had
awesome
to tell
way.
JB, we sold him a couple of cars at the Toyota store over the years. And every time he'd come in for service, he'd bring presents. Just, JB,
I know.
Stop doing that. You're paying us to work on your car. That's not.
He's a lovely
guy. That's good.
He's another very nice.
Do you ever
human
hook
being
up in here, like, try to match make with your friends?
One time, I tried to match Paige up with somebody.
Yeah,
one of Dan's friends.
It's terrible. It sucks because you're like held responsible for all of it. Yeah. I did it one time. I was miserable about it. Like, it was like,
this is terrible. No thanks.
No thanks. It's like, am I a masochist? Kinda, but I don't want to be.
Now suddenly there's dead air.
Oh my gosh, I'm exhausted. No, how does your dad do this?
I've thought the same thing. Watching, coming here once a week for years, and thinking about what he does, and people are always ragging on. Oh, I hear the same stories over and over again. Okay, he's on the air for 8 hours a day. How many stories do you have? I'd be done by Tuesday, right?
No, absolutely.
Did I tell you the one? Yeah, you told that one 4 times. Okay.
Those are my stories.
Anyway, we've got to take a break. We will be right back for the final segment of the final Tom Bernard podcast. Just a couple of minutes.
Tom here for Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Right now, Sabre and Bryant are teaming up to offer 0% financing for 36 months when you buy a new Bryant furnace. This is the perfect time to replace your old furnace with a new trouble-free, energy-efficient furnace from Sabre. And when you buy Bryant equipment, you're getting one of the most trusted names in the industry. This 0% offer is available for a limited time. Call Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning to find out more, and please tell them that Tom sent you. Sabre and Bryant, whatever it takes.
Tom Bernard here. Hey, let me ask you, do you know me because you recognize my voice or my face? Good question, isn't it? Let me ask you another one. What do you think when I say Priority Courier Experts? Do you know them because you recognize their trucks, or do you know them by their name? Well, let me tell you something you might not know about my friends at Priority. 485 local drivers, 85 office staff, 37 million deliveries since 1997, and an opportunity for you to join their company. Drivers, you can join the fleet in your own vehicle or lease to own one of theirs. Or you can join the office staff and earn the most respectable pay in the business with 15 days off in your first year. Medical, dental, matching 401k, and a genuine chance for advancement. Just ask Jeff, who started as a customer service rep and is now company controller. Over 5,000 Minnesota companies rely on Priority, because every time you call us, we deliver. Join the team today at priority.com. That's priority.com.
And we're back. Final segment of the final episode of the Tom Bernard podcast. Tom is in Cuba. Is he there now? Or are they traveling?
It's a cruise.
Oh.
Do they have to fly to where the cruise is going?
No, it's Miami. So they're taking a train to Miami and then cruise to Cuba. And then.
So do they park and then just stay on the boat and go sightseeing in the daytime? Is that the plan? Or
I think they park, and then I think they might be staying in a hotel in Cuba. I could be very wrong, so don't listen.
I would like
to
go there, actually. Conan has some new series about traveling around the world with Conan. It's pretty good, actually. And
really?
I just watched one a few weeks ago where he'd been to Cuba, and he gets a little Conan-ish too much sometimes.
Cartoony, over the top, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he goes to the rum factory and takes the tour and pretends that he's hammered, but it was entertaining.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I got to tell you about a show that nobody here has watched. It's called Russian Doll.
Never heard of it.
Just kidding. Yeah.
I've watched
it. I'm assuming Dad's talked about it a few times on the air.
Dad has? Yep. Dad is watching it too.
What is he? I told him about it.
I know. He said that on air. Yeah. He likes it.
How about a quick synopsis? Okay, a slow synopsis.
Okay, here's the thing. It's kind of like Groundhog's Day, but it's definitely done in a new twist. So the idea is whenever the character dies, she starts back at this mirror at her birthday party.
It's her 36th birthday, and she dies on her 36th birthday.
Yep, and she keeps dying. So she keeps dying in different ways, and she's like, why is this happening? She's kind of trying to figure it out. And then you've seen a lot of these kind of movies where, like, the premise is they keep living the day over or whatever.
Like, Memento is probably a classic one. Backwards.
Yeah, Memento is one where it's because of his brain problem. Yeah. Right. So he can't retain more than, 15 minutes or something like that. But this one, you've seen a lot where the idea of, like, waking up continuously the same day. But this one is different. There's, an aspect. I think it happens either at the end of the second or third episode where they add a different element to it where you're like, all right, I'm in.
Oh, no. You got creepy stalker behind you. Oh, God. It's an Italian guy.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know where he went.
I'm going to hang out with Sansevier after this.
Nice.
Oh. He's my BFF at work. It's not a big deal. We're best friends. It's cool.
You were just saying how much you hated him.
Yeah. But behind his back, I thought you'd hear me right now.
Yeah. Okay. No, he's gone.
It feels more like sci-fi-ish. Yeah. It's not a sci-fi, but it has like a little bit of a sci-fi.
So why is it called Russian Doll?
Well, they did reference Russian Dolls, the idea of like dolls being in dolls and dolls. And yeah, okay. Yeah, and I'm sure there's some deeper meaning that I didn't retain because I'm surface level. But yeah, I think it's amazing. My next one I want to watch is Velvet Buzzsaw. And then that
has Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal, and that's Netflix. That looks amazing.
Okay, so what has Dad said about Russian Doll?
He likes it. He's obsessed. Yeah, he's obsessed with and he, of course, knows the actress's name, and of course I do not.
Yeah, she's from Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, she's like the token extreme lesbian who's always saying she's going to switch people over in Orange is the New Black. Has the crazy reddish hair.
And she's like a heroin addict.
Yeah. And so she's great. They make a reference in the show. She's like, I'm Andrew Dice Clay mixed with Brave.
Yeah.
And it was like spot on because her voice is like, so grungy. Yeah. And it's almost where you get annoyed, but you love it. You go back and forth.
I think Dan would really like the show, but I don't know if he would be able to listen to her talk for that long. Because the way she talks too, she's like, hey, we're living the same day.
Super New York. Yeah. Where she's just blunt. She's like, out of my way. You know, what do you think this is? Walmart?
Nailed it. Amazing.
We started rewatching The Office, and I had forgotten how brilliant that show
is.
And they got it right away. Mm-hmm. Usually in those sitcoms, it takes a view.
Yeah, the first few episodes are like
episodes of Cheers. It's sort of like two dimensional. The second episode was when they had Diversity Day.
Yeah.
And Michael Scott had all these different names, and they had to put them on people's foreheads, like Jew.
Yeah, yeah.
And Stanley, who was the black guy, had black eye.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
That show is hilarious. We've been rewatching all of Game of Thrones because the new one's coming out in April.
Okay.
And I don't know if you guys watch that show.
I have not watched it.
I do not.
It's so good.
It is not.
So good. I don't care. I know that people have problems with the whole idea of siblings having sex, and I'm not pro
siblings. Brittany doesn't.
Right.
So she loves it.
Brittany's taking a firm stand against incest. You heard it first here on the Tom Bernard podcast.
I know that's,
what a groundbreaker.
Going out on a limb.
I suppose you're against childhood cancer as well.
Going on a little bit of a limb. But there's so many good storylines, and the characters are so deep and have, they kind of hit the ground running. There's so many backstories that they, keep going, and you're interested in every character. That's one of my favorite shows, I think, ever. I'm sorry. That's where I'm at. I love
Beyonce. To her.
I know. I love Beyonce, and I love Game of Thrones. That's the worst part about me.
Two biggest.
I have a question because I'm substantially older than everybody in this room.
Oh, we know.
Thanks for the reinforcement.
I wasn't going to say it.
It's okay. I'm comfortable with it. There's no alternative, right? Let's talk about politics, because here's my theory, and I want to test it out.
No. I thought we were in the clear.
Can I finish?
Oh, I'm going to go. I'm going to head out.
So here's my theory, and you guys tell me if I'm right or wrong. Is this huge echo chamber conversation about politics in the U.S. seems to be, from what I can tell, conducted mostly by people that are 45 to 75.
Yeah, we don't care.
That's what I was curious about. So
I didn't even know who Justin voted for until like 4 months ago. I was like, oh, we never talked about this. Like,
I don't know who Melissa voted for or if she even voted.
Yeah, so, I had to ask. And
you weren't together then.
Well, no, but still.
I wasn't together.
I never asked Sarah who she voted for either.
We met just after the election.
Okay, yeah.
But no, we never talked about it. Never.
Would you say that that's common? I mean, you know more people in your generation than I do.
But I also think you're talking to people who obviously, I've met them through the show, but we obviously get along. And so, none of us are, really trying to push something. I think if we'd have a problem, we wouldn't be, friendly if we were, somebody in here being did you know, constantly bringing up a political issue. Because there are people our age that are doing that all the time.
Okay.
There's basically two kinds of people. There's people who are purely political. Nothing isn't political, and they can't think about anything except Donald Trump and global warming.
Yep.
And there's people who are sick of it and don't care about any of it.
Yep.
Those are basically
because I know for me, when I was in college, I was very political. It was the Carter administration. I was a big fan of him and of course.
Hippie.
And then I got out, and it was the Reagan years, and I got in the car business, and I just sort of tuned politics out. I was busy with my career. Things were good. I didn't really care. And Clinton got in an office, and Bush Elder, won. And I'm okay, he used to run the CIA. He's probably smart enough to be president. I'm not going to worry about that. And then Clinton showed up, and I started paying attention because I thought he was kind of a yahoo, actually.
So I just feel like I've learned over and over again that it doesn't – my opinions don't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm okay with that. Honestly, that's fine. My day-to-day doesn't change with the president. Yeah. And
you're either part of a mob or you don't exist.
Well, and
so it's I don't want either of those, so I don't care.
Unless you're an extremist on one side or the other, then it's great, fill your time with that. But if you're in the middle, it's nobody cares about what you think. Yeah. So
that's right.
It's trying to get the potholes filled during the Salem witch trials. It's no one cares about that now.
Yeah.
But there's still potholes. We got to fix them.
Yeah, that's such
a really good analogy.
Put that on a t-shirt. I won't buy it, but I will like it on Facebook.
I'll share it.
it's very interesting. There's people in my life that are like that, and I find ways to change the subject or I'll even tease them
Donald Trump?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or I'll be what do you think about that? Give the joke hey, did you see this? But for the most part, that's exhausting to me. And just finding a job sometimes is hard enough. That's what your day to day is what needs to be done. So I think that's why we're definitely, I think, not maybe we are the majority or maybe we're there's down the line, but we're also just lazy.
Yeah. Yes.
Too lazy to have an opinion?
Yeah.
That
about
is lazy.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
That's too lazy to take your steak knife out of your pocket.
I don't have opinions
about
most things.
But also, we grew up in a world that it's not as simple as just having an opinion. You know how hard it is, Doug, for me to find an unbiased news source in the morning?
It's impossible. Yeah.
It's impossible. So I can't even say
go to Facebook and read the memes. That's where I get all my news from.
With this Jussie
Smollett.
Yeah, even that. Smollett. So you get that information, it's wrong. You get some information, it's wrong. So you can't even have opinions on things that are simple.
I know, it's during all of the latest local elections and stuff, it's this person said this, and it's is that I just wanted
Did
to figure
actually?
Out if it was true, and it was either this person is Satan, or this person is the second coming. What? Yeah. I don't understand.
There are sites Political Check or Politcheck or whatever the hell it's called, and then Snopes. But those also are biased.
Oh, yeah, they lean. Yeah.
So it's the people who are checking the facts need to be checked.
Yeah.
But then those people are going to become biased. So it's like.
So yeah, it's exhausting to have an opinion, Doug.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's too difficult to have an opinion that actually is
informed. To not have an opinion about anything. Yeah. I was just curious.
Yeah, making calls, like your day-to-day moral checks. But like, yeah, I can't.
You have opinions about things that you can actually.
That you were there for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, I don't know anything about, like, the Minneapolis bus union, yet I'm expected to have a firm stance on whether or not the union should get more funding or...
Union it's like, sucks, Andy.
Yeah, it's like...
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. Like, I...
Yeah, it's like, why are these things that I don't know anything about, why would my opinion matter?
Yeah, and then you're an a-hole if you don't have an opinion. Well, and the reality
that's another thing that annoys me. People will suddenly quote Supreme Court decisions from 1842. Like, you didn't even get out of high school,
I
dude.
Know. Yeah. I know. And it's just like, I can't even pretend like I know enough. And that's a great example. Yeah. I can't pretend like I know enough that I'm going to say the right thing or do the right thing. Like, I don't want people hitting dogs. That's about as hard of a stance as I can take on anything.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, that's another one. And incest. You're against that.
I'm anti-incest. I mean, but also, I don't...
You could run for office with a platform like that.
But also, it's like, you know what? Do your own thing. I'm not going to tell you not. So I don't really know if I'm anti.
You know, if it's Game of Thrones, go ahead.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Not going to break into like some other country and say they can't. So it's also like, even that's like a blurry line where I'm like, oh, I guess.
Just whatever.
Cool, bro.
Okay. Well, I was curious about that because I get in these conversations with your dad all the time, and we're really having the same conversation we've had for the last 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All politicians are terrible.
Kind of a problem.
Oddly enough, other than the ones that he interviews one on one, and they're terrific.
And they're the greatest people you'd ever want to meet.
Yeah. But then they go insane later. So
that's right.
And he's not left or right.
No, the world's gone insane. And, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think he actually is a centrist, believe it or not.
Yeah, kind of.
More so than he used to be.
Yes, that's for sure.
I mean, I remember listening to the show 25 years ago. And I'm like, I've told him this. There were times, and the only reason I kept listening was because of Mike.
Oh yeah, people And I think there was some kind of, I don't want to say formula because that's making them seem like they were puppets. But I mean, just like we always talk about, you lean into your character.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, and I think that like Mike loved, his role, and Tom loved his role, at those points.
Mike was not acting, though. I mean, that's
I don't think
who he is.
Yeah, I think in some but like, me and him, when I don't hang out with Mike, it's not like we talk politics. Like, he's not chomping at the bit to, usually it's some crazy rant about how he's dying. So that's normally, which I love, because I take that with me, and I'm like, I also have, testicular cancer.
Which it's a rare case.
I mean, I can't even find them. That's how bad it is.
A lot of people that practice incest get that.
Yeah. Oh, terrifying. I'll run a 5K.
Wear the t-shirt around town. Yeah.
Final show.
Yeah. No, we're not coming back. That's interesting, though. It is fun to think. And I know we always talk, about the idea of the next generation, and even their views on social media is different. I would say, my nanny kids, I asked them one time if they're on Facebook, and they're like, what? What book?
They're not?
No.
Facebook's for old people?
Yeah. No, completely. They're Insta. What Insta and Snapchat.
It's all Instagram,
Snapchat?
I can't do it. I can't do it.
It's done.
I tried to, got a profile. I was like, I'm doing it. I'm Snapchatting. I'm young. I'm hip.
Yeah.
I'm trendy.
You are all
and
I
live in the suburbs. You have two kids.
Yep.
Well, that's an interesting thing, though, is when we were kids, it was AIM chat rooms, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that's coming back. They're all, whenever I'm playing a game, like an MMO or something, everyone's like, oh, come on to the Discord. It's like, so you're all just going into a chat room, huh? Like it's,
I know,
like it's 2002 again?
Full circle.
No, it's absolutely. Because, they even talk, even on, Fortnite, they have, their big forums of, them talking. Yep. It's the same exact thing. Yep. Yeah.
Well, it's because if you are in a chat room, you can control what you, who you're around.
Yeah.
Whereas on social media, there's all that garbage out there that you don't care about.
Yeah, it's actually pertaining to what's going on at that moment in their minds. I mean, I know it's a video game. I'm not delusional. I know they're not running around actually shooting at me. But yeah, I could see the appeal. I mean, they're all, they love. But Snapchat for kids, I think it's terrifying.
Yeah,
because
it's, you could post anything on there and then it goes away.
And it's just all, it's so many, it's so selfie driven and like, you know, that one photo of you that you send to all these select people. And it's like, it's not any content.
Yeah. No. The amount of times I see just like girls, they're just like walking on the street and they're just like.
Yeah. That's it, with different filters, and yeah, I can't.
What are you doing?
I love
with your
my
time?
Friends too much to like start hating them because there's too many selfies, so I can never get on Snapchat. And all my army friends, I know they're junk. So I know they're sending their junk left and right. Like I just know.
Excellent,
like,
army junk.
I do not see their peen.
That's gonna about wrap it up for the final episode ever of the Tom Bernard Podcast. Great
Thanks
time
for
today.
Sticking
it was
with us.
Super fun. We'll be back after a short break with the.
Third episode
of Car Selling Secrets.